Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root live, hour number three. And by the way, if you missed Lindell TV, hour number two, which you can find at frankspeech.com, and you click on Lindell TV 2, and you get Wayne Root every day at 7 o'clock. I want to remind you that you can automatically find that Lindell show repeated on Brighteon TV at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific. Every single day, Monday through Friday, my show repeats. So it's on at 7 p.m. East Coast on Lindell TV. It's on at 10 p.m. East Coast on Brighteon TV. And then the first hour of this radio show is also carried by BrighteonRadio.com. So it's Brighteon TV, by the way, is, I believe, Brighteon.tv. I believe that's where you get it. Brighteon.tv. And then the first hour of this radio show is not only on USA Audio Network, but it's on Brighteon Radio. All right, so one of the ways to nail Joe Biden is tax evasion, just like the way they nailed Al Capone was tax evasion, right? They couldn't get him on the real crimes, but they got him on tax evasion. Now, President Joe Biden reported in 2017, first year of the Trump administration, so he was no longer Vice President of the United States, he reported earning $15.6 million. Did you know that? I never knew that till just now. Till literally I saw this article today. His earnings in 2017 were $15.6 million, of which more than $10 million was listed as income from Joe's memoir, and $3 million was listed as income from Jill Biden's book. But in light of recent revelations from whistleblowers, including the fact that the FBI hid evidence that the owner of Burisma made 17 blackmail tapes of the Bidens, who were allegedly paid $10 million, Republican lawmakers now want to take a closer look at Biden's 2017 tax return. Before the 2020 election, USA Today, who you cannot trust, USA Today cannot be trusted, published a fact-checked article. And we just found out the other day, by the way, that almost every fact-checker in America is a registered Democrat. I mean, you know, it's bad enough they control the entire media, the entire social media, the entire government, the entire legal system, the DOJ, the FBI, the entire education system, all the public schools, the teachers' unions, the colleges. But on top of that, they control the fact checkers. So everything you say is misleading if you disagree with government or Democrats or both. Anyway, USA Today published a fact check article that tried to support the claims that the Bidens earned $15.6 million from speaking fees and book deals, and that more than $10 million of that total was profits from Biden's memoir, Promise Me Dad, and $3 million in profits from Jill Biden's book. But a closer inspection of Biden's 2017 tax return raises serious questions over where the Biden's income actually originated. Maybe a lab in Beijing, as an example. Maybe a biowarfare lab. Maybe a lab in Ukraine, by the way. Following the source link provided to that $10 million number, and you'll end up at Joe Biden's campaign website with financial disclosure links to only their individual returns, no S-corporation tax returns. So in reality, it's a big smokescreen. According to the GOP, transparency is lacking where exactly $10 million came from. Biden should disclose, and every member of the press ought to hound him until he does, said U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin. Representative Nancy Mace, Republican South Carolina, told the outlet Biden should produce unredacted bank records to provide transparency. The fact there are credible claims signaling a foreign national bribed the President of the United States with cash in exchange for influence over U.S. policymaking decisions is treason, isn't it? Sure sounds like it to me. I would charge him with treason. I don't know why we don't have attorney generals charging him with crimes from red states and red cities. DAs and AGs who are Republicans from red states and red cities who don't have to worry about re-election, just like, you know, Alvin Bragg in Manhattan. Were they going to elect a Republican? No, they're never going to elect a Republican DA, so he doesn't have to worry. So he can do whatever he wants, and they cheer him on for lynching the white Republican president of the United States. Excuse me for using that language if you're a black American, because I know blacks were lynched by the KKK in the South, and we know how terrible that was. But do two wrongs make a right? This is the lynching of a white Republican by a black Democrat DA. No one wants to say that out loud. That's what this is. And, of course, it's also a lynching by a white, bleeding heart, woke, liberal prosecutor, Jack Smith, on the federal level of a white Republican. Because white liberals hate white Republicans. Hate them. And they hate President Trump. Tucker Carlson over the weekend, I feel like I've been away on a weekend. I was away because I gave a speech in San Jose in front of the Silicon Valley Liberty Forum. But I was away just for a day yesterday. I left on Monday night, gave the speech yesterday, and came back this morning. But, you know, it's really amazing what's going on in this country. It really is. But I agree that they should study the $15 million he reported as income, $15.7 million. But I wouldn't be surprised if it turns out it was honest numbers. Because the $10 million he got from Burisma is in an offshore account. He didn't report that. These numbers may be bogus for other reasons. He's a dirty fellow, Joe Biden. The Biden crime family is worse than the Gambino crime family. They are dirty. So, you know, I'm sure there's something wrong. Exactly. The Godfather. I'm sure there's something wrong with Biden's tax return, but I'm just telling you, I don't know that it's the $10 million that was stolen as a bribe, because I think it's very likely that was never reported in the first place. And it's funny, as I'm telling you this, and I keep telling you that I want lie detector tests for all the government officials, all the bureaucrats, all the agency heads, and all the politicians, because I believe they're all on the take. They're all bought and paid for and owned by China or the Mexican drug cartel or Big Pharma or some combination or all three. And this story's out. Democrat L.A. councilman faces corruption charges after allegedly voting on projects he had financial interest in and collecting medical benefits for a woman while still married to someone else. He's been charged with five counts. This is Democrat L.A. city councilman Curran Price. Charged with five counts of grand theft by embezzlement, three counts of perjury, two counts of conflict of interest. He's the fourth L.A. current or former council member to face criminal charges in 4 years. I'm telling you, every one of these government officials and politicians is on the take in one way or another. And they all need lie detector tests. They all do. And then another story that ties in, federal agencies admit to $3 trillion in improper payments since 2004. OpenTheBooks.com auditors, and we're going to have him as a guest in the next day or two, the founder of Open the Books. But they quantified the improper and mistaken payments admitted to by 17 largest federal agencies. It amounts to $2.9 trillion since 2004, adjusted for inflation. Last year, in 2022, improper and mistaken federal payments totaled $247 billion. And that's about $20.5 billion per month, or $675 million a day. What exactly is an improper payment? Federal law defines the term as payments made by the government to the wrong person in the wrong amount for the wrong reason. In other words, a corner grocery store has better accounting controls than our $6.82 trillion U.S. federal government. Crazy, man. So, I mean, they're all thieves. This is an excuse the money's being stolen. And I guarantee you that was the pandemic money part of that because... How do I say this nicely? When you looked at the Vegas Strip for the last 50 years, the people on the Strip were all middle-class people. I won't say they were all millionaires, but we were also a town filled with high rollers, with millionaires and billionaires. But mostly middle-class, salt-of-the-earth Americans from the Midwest. That's really what you saw on the Vegas Strip. We closed for 2.5 months for COVID, thanks to our former governor, Steve Sisolak, who ruined the economy and destroyed the casinos and put so many thousands of people out of work and then couldn't make the unemployment fund work correctly, so none of them got paid. Really, it was a sin what this guy did, and that's the reason he lost. The only incumbent Democrat in the United States governor to lose. And all of a sudden, we reopened after 2.5 months closed, and the Strip had the biggest bunch of lowlives and losers and felons and people that looked like welfare addicts that had never been outside their neighborhood, but they were suddenly all able to fly into Vegas and spend money and gamble and blow a lot of money on who knows what, hookers, strippers, golf, spas, and gambling, and fancy restaurants. You've never seen such hoods and thugs in your life as populated the Strip right after COVID. And I looked at my wife and I said, something's wrong. They've all got stolen money in COVID funds. And they're not paying their rent to their landlords, claiming COVID prevents them from paying their rent. So they're getting more money than they've ever had, and they're not paying any rents. They have no expenses, and they're coming to Vegas. And so in 2021, at the height of the COVID pandemic, $281 billion was paid out incorrectly. $281 billion. And separate from that, paid out incorrectly, is I've heard that there was massive theft in the state of California of COVID funds. And I think that was like $500 billion. So I think the entire California low-life, low-class thugs from the worst neighborhoods of California invaded the Vegas Strip right after we reopened in the middle of the COVID pandemic. It's the only explanation, and now they're gone again. And the city's going back to normal again. Wayne Allyn, be right back. RootForAmerica.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why we need my friends at RevRex, Revenue Reconciliation Made Easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hi, it's Wayne Allyn Root. If you have a patriotic, freedom-loving family like I do, you're going to love shopping at GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of the household products you're already buying, but much better quality at far lower prices and all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots, GreatPatriotStore.com. Their cleaning products are much safer for our children because they don't have any toxic chemicals. And now this son of a butcher can announce their beef is humanely raised in open space green pastures right here in the USA and never ever given any hormones or antibiotics. Their beef is the highest quality anywhere, is never sold in stores, and is exclusively available only to their members. So like a Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, and someone will contact you and make it really easy for you to sign up. Get better, healthier, greener, made in America products delivered to your front door at the lowest prices in America. Beat inflation. Now they've got the beef. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, GreatPatriotStore.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. It's kind of interesting. It's kind of a revolt going on in the United States. First of all, a Michigan City Council, an all-Muslim Hamtramck, that's how you pronounce it, Hamtramck, Michigan. Never heard that name before in my life. I know Dearborn. I did not know there was an all-Muslim city council in Michigan other than Dearborn. In Hamtramck, all Muslim City Council bans pride flag displays on government property with passage of a flag neutrality resolution. Do you understand? The President of the United States flew the pride flag over the weekend alongside the American flag at the White House. And yet Muslims will not fly a pride flag. So I'm on the side of Muslims now against Joe Biden. Never thought I'd say that. Wow. Yeah, it's the end of the world. And middle schoolers stage a revolt when they were told to wear rainbow colors to celebrate pride, and instead they wore red, white, and blue, and said their only pronouns were USA. And the woke faculty and principal freaked out. Let me see where this is. I gotta see where this is. I read the article on the airplane, but I never did see where it was. Marshall Simmons Middle School in Burlington, Massachusetts, of all places, which is Middlesex County, a very liberal place. But the middle schoolers freaked out when they were told you have to wear pride clothes, pride colors on your clothes in school tomorrow. And they showed up with USA colors and they didn't want their pride colors. And all the big shots in the education industry freaked out. I don't know, you know, what the reason is. Are they all communists? Are they all radical haters of America? Are they all gay? Maybe all the above. Maybe they're transgender. I don't know what gives with these people. I think they're probably just woke. But you got to understand something. So just because you're gay doesn't mean you should demand people wear your colors. I mean, I'm Jewish. Do I demand people wear the Israeli flag or fly the Israeli flag? You know, it just doesn't make sense. I'm white. I don't demand anyone celebrate White Pride Day. I don't demand anybody wear white to school to celebrate white people. You know, come with a white shirt and white pants and white sneakers to celebrate white people. Do I demand that of anybody? No. I can never remember in my lifetime. I went to all-black middle school, all-black high school, right? I would never ask black people to celebrate Jewish holidays. Why would I be asked to celebrate your holiday or your flag? And why are we dividing the country with different holidays and different flags and different days and different months? Why don't we celebrate America Day? Today's Flag Day, right? I'm celebrating America. Not Jews or Christians or Muslims. America and Americans. I'm not celebrating straight people or gay people. I'm celebrating all Americans. I'm not celebrating Jewish people. I'm not celebrating white or black. It's ridiculous. Makes no sense. We're dividing the country and destroying the country. I said in my speech at Silicon Valley Liberty Forum yesterday that I will be proven right that the arsons in Canada are in fact, I'm sorry, the fires, the wildfires in Canada are in fact arsons. They're not man-made global warming. They're not climate change. There's eco-terrorists running around setting fires. And I'll be proven right about that. As I said to them, the media, the liberal media calls me far right. It's because so far I'm always right. The liberal media calls me a conspiracy theorist. Every conspiracy theorist turns out to be true. And I'll bet you your bottom dollar that you will find out that it was arson. And here's an article. Arson is the likely cause of the Quebec wildfires, not carbon emissions. Not just Quebec wildfires. There were wildfires across the entire Canada. In Alberta and in British Columbia as well. And they were all set, as sure as I'm standing here, by eco-terrorists that want to destroy our life. Mike Pence is done. He will not commit to pardoning President Trump if the Biden regime sends Trump to prison. Mike Pence will not pardon him. So good luck to you, Mike Pence. You're now banned from Wayne Root's TV shows and radio shows. And you're a joke, and no one's supporting you. And you just showed your true colors. You're a traitor to the Republican Party. And more importantly, you're a horrible person. Donald Trump did nothing wrong. You had classified documents, you hypocrite and fraud. If you're a Christian, you're voting for Mike Pence because you think he's a Christian. You're a fool. You're a fool. He's no Christian. What he is, another guy who's paid off. Energize Health is sponsoring the show. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle. Changed my life. It's like reverse aging. It's amazing. Go check them out. 40% off. When you say war, go to energizedhealth.com. Energizedhealth.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. We'll be right back.
USA News update. The Federal Reserve has decided to break its streak of 10 consecutive rate increases and refrain from raising interest rates for the first time in over a year.
In light of how far we've come in tightening policy, today we decided to leave our policy interest rate unchanged.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that although inflation has significantly declined since reaching its peak last summer, it still exceeds the Fed's target line of 2%. Daniel Penny is being indicted by a New York grand jury in connection with a deadly subway chokehold. News 4 New York is reporting that Penny was indicted on a second-degree manslaughter charge in the death of Jordan Neely. Despite a federal indictment, former President Trump is still Republican voters' top pick in a new survey. Quinnipiac University poll says Trump leads Florida Governor Ron DeSantis by 30%, with 53% of respondents saying they'd vote for the former president. President Biden, however, holds a slight lead over Trump. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
on fire. Welcome back to the show. By the way, I want to mention that Daniel Penny is that former United States Marine who was so brave and stood up for the women and the children and even the men. I'm sure there were older men on that train that were doing nothing, scared to death of a crazy man threatening to murder them and hurt them and rob them, and literally was screaming he was going to murder people. He's mentally insane, had a list of crimes in the past this long, felonies in the past. And he stood up and did something about it. He put the guy in a chokehold, and unfortunately the guy died. It is reported, we don't know it to be fact, but reported he has been indicted for manslaughter in New York. No one can get a good trial in New York anymore. It's not, there are no fair trials in New York for Republicans or veterans, Marines, conservatives, capitalists. I mean, anybody who's left in a blue state, not just New York, California, Chicago, Illinois. If you're in a blue state, you got to get out and run for your life. Get out fast. The criminals are in control, and the bad guys and the good guys are on trial. Colgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Government solution for all the bank failures that are going on right now, and the whole banking system could collapse. And their solution is central bank digital currency. Some are suggesting that they want banks to collapse so they can introduce central bank digital currency. And if that happens, if Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. There's just so many problems. Not only that, there's going to be a bailout of banks. Who's going to pay for you? And inflation's destroying the value of your dollar every second of every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver to protect their wealth. Call Colgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, to discover how physical gold and silver can protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. And just say war for Wayne Allyn Root, and you get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Up to $15,000 in free silver. Call Colgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. My guest is here, Ben Berkwam, host of Law and Border. I like that name. On Real America's Voice TV network, my network, where you see my show on weekends, America's Top 10 Countdown. Law and Border. Ben Berkwam, founder of FrontlineAmerica.com. Ben, welcome to the show again. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, it's an honor and a pleasure always to be with you, sir.
You become a regular, one of my favorite guests. We have a great time when you're on. We have a horrible time when you're on because we're talking about terrible stuff, but we love you coming on. So at least the good news is we like you on the show. But, man, do you have bad news to report every time. And so, nobody's talking about the border. Have you noticed that everybody was talking about the border until they lifted Title 42, and now nobody's talking about the border? There's total deafening silence. And they're acting as if nobody's coming across the border. And, Ben, I know that can't possibly be true. I got to assume they're all going on that concierge app that Biden created for them so they could just walk across the border and act like they give themselves up and therefore it's not an illegal crossing. Am I right that they're coming across in the numbers we suspected, but nobody is willing to report it anymore and they're hiding it all?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I just came back. I was actually on another topic. Just came back from President Trump's just outrageous arraignment yesterday. But I'm spending about half my time on the border and the other half on fighting the communists that are trying to destroy this country. And you're absolutely right. The same idiots that are prosecuting President Trump, and they're not idiots. They're treasonous. They're traitors to our country.
Yeah,
That's exactly what they are. They're traitors to our country. They've sworn an oath to our country, and they've broken that oath, and they've pledged allegiance to foreign nations. What we have going on at our southern border is it's actually worse than it was before, because now it's as if illegal immigration isn't happening because they've changed the definition.
Right.
So everyone that comes across now is being given this Title 40 or this after Title 42 went away, is being given the CBP One app. And what people don't understand is this app isn't just for asylum seekers. I was just with Art Del Cueto, Vice President of Border Patrol Council, just a few days ago. And what he said after Mayorkas said they're going to use Title 8, which they had Title 8 this entire time. They could have used Title 8 if they actually wanted to deport people. But what's happening now is people that are being supposedly sent for deportation on Title 8, all they have to do is request an appeal. Automatically, unless they are a known murderer, somebody who's been previously deported from our country, which most of the people that come in across don't have a rap sheet. And so automatically they are given a notice to appear and shipped into our country. No questions asked. That word is spreading. Families coming across, automatically let in. CBP-1, anyone who applies for CBP-1 app, CBP-1 app, you don't have to apply for asylum. All you have to say, Wayne, is I have a justified reason to be here. And the federal government, Homeland Security, says that's good enough for us. We'll set you up a court date. And if you show up, you show up. And 2 to 5 years from now, we'll let you plead that case. And it can be for any reason at this point. It's
tragic.
It's absolutely out of control. And now Joe Biden and the Democrats are saying all of those people came through legally when they know they're all illegals, right, and they're just simply letting them in.
This is what I've been predicting on my Real America's Voice TV show for weeks now, that, you know, we suddenly have dead silence and the media is acting as if there's less people and the government's saying less people coming across. And I said they must all be using the concierge app. And when you give yourself up, it doesn't count as coming across illegally, so they've changed
the definition. That's exactly right.
And it was just a guess.
Exactly right.
It was just a guess, but I know they're creeps. I know they're liars. I know they're frauds. They lie about everything. Look what they've done with the COVID vaccine. You know, they said if you die in the first 30 days after getting it, you count as unvaccinated. And then when everybody died after 30 days, within the 30 days, they said, look, everybody that's unvaccinated is dying. I mean, it was just an incredible piece of fraud they committed to try and make it look like it was the unvaccinated dying when it was the vaccinated dying within 30 days of getting the vaccine. So I know when they say no one's coming across the border or it's gone down, it's actually gone way up. Liars. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Hey, Ben, I wanted to throw something at you because you said if they don't have a rap sheet, we automatically let them stay and send them into the country, and of course we'll never see them again. But you meant if they don't have a rap sheet, correct, that we know about in America. But we have no way of knowing if you have
with
a rap
us
sheet.
Correct.
Right? Anywhere
that's
else.
Exactly right.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. So unless you show up on Interpol.
Right.
Yeah. Unless you show up on Interpol, we have no clue. We don't share information with most of the countries. Even if you're a murderer in another country, unless you're a wanted fugitive, say you came from Mexico, most of those records don't show up. Now, if you're wanted in Mexico, sometimes that will show up. But most countries, especially the countries that hate us, they don't share information with us. So you could have done any, you could be a terrorist coming across, and unless you show up within our network, within our Homeland Security apparatus, which is a joke at this point,
right,
seeing what they're doing on our southern border, they will simply let you in.
Yeah, you said.
And that's why everyone's dumping their IDs. So even if you have a rap sheet, they don't know who you are, so you can make up any story you want.
Yeah, and don't forget two other things. You know, it's not just murder. It could be pedophile. You don't usually make a simpler,
right,
run-of-the-mill child abuser pedophile doesn't wind up on international wanted lists, but it's one of the most heinous crimes in the world.
Yeah.
And I'd also mention, Ben Berkwam, that let's just say you've committed 10 murders for MS-13, but you were never caught. That doesn't mean you're not a murderer. It means you're not on record as a murderer. These people coming across might have killed 100 people, but nobody ever caught them. So they have no record. That doesn't mean you're not a murderer.
Yeah, no, and it's national suicide, what we have going on our southern,
right,
border. But it's not just that. People need to understand it's all encompassing. It's what we have going on, what we had in Miami yesterday. It's what we have coming out of Washington, D.C. It's what we have being taught in our schools, indoctrinated to our children. It's the destruction, the demise of this country by those that are in power within this country. And it's ironic because the left always talks about controlling the power structure and all of these, fancy words. They say, that white people are racist, President Trump's racist, all these people are misogynists and bigots and all this. And you look at every single power structure in America right now is controlled by the left. You mentioned it. You do not want to get any charges in a Democrat state because they control it all. And in some ways, I'm actually kind of envious. I mean, I was there yesterday and we had an awesome showing of MAGA support. I called it MAGA Pride Day out there in Miami. But I in a lot of ways, I'm envious of the left because they actually will do it. They'll actually bring charges against somebody like President Trump, who they're charismatic. Right. Some people on the right are. That's the people on the right. The conservative base is screaming for people to come up for statesmen to come up and say, you know what? We're going to fight back the same way. We're not going to pull our punches. We're going to defeat these demons because that's what they are. And we're going to get into power, and we're going to prosecute these liars and frauds and traitors. We're not going to sit there and say, I'm worried about how this might affect my next election. We're going to go in there and take these guys out. That's what people want, and sadly, that's not what they're getting.
Yeah, let me make sure everyone understood what Ben said, because it was you were talking fast, and it might have sounded like something else. We couldn't even censor Adam Schiff. That's what he said. Adam Schiff, congressman from California, they voted on a censure today, and 20 Republicans sided with the Democrats and voted against the censure, and 2 voted present, and 3 just didn't even bother to vote. So 25 Republicans were traitors to the Republican Party. Disgusting. Awful. That's what Ben was referring to. Ben, it's always great to have you on the show. Ben Berkwam, host of Law and Border on the Real America's Voice TV network. His website is frontlineamerica.com. Appreciate everything you do on that border. You are heroic. You're my hero, Ben. Thank you, and God bless you.
It's an honor, sir. Thank you. That means a lot.
All right, we'll be right back. Wayne L. Root, Lindell TV, live now, and then you can watch a repeat of Lindell TV at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, every night on Brighteon TV. So I want to make sure you all knew if you missed this episode, it runs again on Brighteon TV, 10 o'clock tonight. We'll be right back. How safe is your money? In the wake of multiple bank failures, financial experts warn that we could be facing a systemic banking crisis that might just end in catastrophic collapse, which could decimate your savings. And guess who will pay for the bailouts either way? You! Worst of all, government solution is central bank digital currency. If Big Brother doesn't like what you do or say or buy, banks could shut off access to your money. And if that's not scary enough, inflation is destroying the value of your savings every day. That's why so many people are choosing to diversify into gold and silver. Protect their wealth. After all, gold and silver are like wealth insurance against economic crisis. Call Goldgate Capital right now at 855-770-GOLD to discover how physical gold and silver can help protect your savings and protect you from financial disaster. Just say war for Wayne L. Root to get up to $15,000 in free silver when you open a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate Capital at 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the great Mike Lindell and My Pillow. They've sold over 70 million pillows for a reason. Now the latest version is unveiled, MyPillow 2.0, with the latest cutting-edge technology to help you sleep. The greatest pillows ever created. Now buy one, get one free, plus a 60-day guarantee. There are 2 places to go to receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. With promo code ROOT, you get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores. 50% off, 60% off, 66% off. Some products 80% off, but you must use the promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com, where you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs with promo code ROOT, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. You get the best prices and the biggest sales on every product in both stores, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Be sure to use promo code ROOT. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tell me where it's getting close. Give me a time. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, a big news. Big news. Get this one. Breaking news. The mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez, Republican, has filed for president of the United States. Do these people actually think anybody cares? And I'm not saying he's not a nice guy. I've never met him. I don't know anything about him. He looks to be a handsome guy. I know he's a well-spoken guy. I've heard a couple of clips, you know, and he's done a good job as the mayor of Miami, just like DeSantis did a great job as the governor of Florida. But he's not going to be president. Why is he running for president? Why is he running against Trump? Trump was one of the great presidents of our time, probably the greatest of modern times if you're a Republican. I didn't say if you're a liberal you're going to agree with that statement. But if you're a church-going, family-oriented Republican, a parent, a mom or a dad, if you're a vet, if you're in law enforcement, if you own a small business, if you're middle class or working class, you appreciate Trump. You love him. Why are all these people running against him? The no-name governor of North Dakota, I don't even know his name. He's in the race. I don't even know his name. Last time in 2016, there were, what, 17 people running? I knew every one of their names. Who is the governor of North Dakota? I don't know. And this guy Suarez, the mayor of Miami. First of all, if there was no alternative to Trump, nobody was in the race, I could see someone getting in. But you're the mayor of Miami, and Ron DeSantis is the great governor of Florida. So why would the mayor get in if the governor is in and DeSantis is great? What, you think you're going to do better than DeSantis, and he's 38 down to Trump? Do these guys care about America or the Republican Party, for that matter? Or do they just want book deals and higher speaking fees? That's got to be the answer. Because there's no reason for them to be in the race. Trump is, listen, you know how many people ask me, I ran for president of the United States in 2008, and I won the Libertarian vice presidential nominee, and I was on their presidential ticket. You know how many people ask me every day, how many fans, every day, beg me, to get involved in politics, run for governor of Nevada, run for U.S. Senate, yes, run for president of the United States. And you know who got in? Larry Elder got in. You know where he is in the polls? Zero. I don't want to get in. Donald Trump is the choice. There's no reason to get in. 2028 may be a very different story. I think I'm a MAGA Tea Party, MAGA America First Trump warrior who's as good a spokesman as anyone in the country, as articulate with as better solutions than anyone in the country. But I wouldn't run against Trump because Trump was the former president, did a great job. There's no reason to run. Why are these people running? Why is Larry Elder running? Going nowhere? He already ran for governor and lost. And that was an abbreviated quick campaign, a recall campaign. He didn't actually run and spend a year giving up his life running. He ran for 1 month and he lost. How does that make you presidential material? So I don't get it. They're running for themselves. They're not running for the country, and they're hurting the chance of Trump winning in 2024. And if he doesn't win, the country's over. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez, outsiding. By the way, when I tell you about my book, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, which follows on the heels of my bestseller, The Great Patriot Boycott Book, and I tell you who to boycott and who to buy from, great companies to buy from, endorsed by President Trump, the strategy's working. I mean, Bud Light's been destroyed, Target's been destroyed, Disney's stock value destroyed, Bed Bath & Beyond out of business. We're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. And there's a report out that Major League Baseball has quietly told all the teams to ditch their pride uniforms. So that would be the first real victory in the sports world, because we really had no success against the NFL. Because people love the NFL so much, they won't give it up no matter what. So we really haven't any success. No matter what we do, men are going to watch the NFL. No matter what they do, men are going to watch the NFL. But Major League Baseball isn't quite that popular, and they're smart enough to ditch their pride uniforms because we're making a difference, making a difference. I mentioned this in the last segment. Marine veteran Daniel Penny indicted for the subway chokehold death of Jordan Neely, say sources. A grand jury has voted to indict the hero who stepped up when no one else would. Incredible. And we now know that there are phone recordings of Joe Biden and Hunter Biden extorting money from the CEO of Burisma to make the prosecution by the Ukrainian prosecutor go away. Incredible story. And where there's smoke, there's fire. It means he's done it 100 times. And he's stolen not a few million, but maybe hundreds of millions from around the world. And he's committed tax fraud because he didn't report it. We end the show today on TV, coming back on radio, but we end it today on Lindell TV. GreatPatriotStore.com is the sponsor of today's TV show and radio show. This is the issue of inflation, hundreds of household products that you're already buying, much better quality, far lower prices, all made in the USA by a company run by conservatives and patriots. GreatPatriotStore.com, but like a Costco or a Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. Fill out the form and someone will contact you, make it really easy for you to sign up. GreatPatriotStore.com. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, RootForAmerica.com. Replay of this show at 10 p.m. Eastern on Brighty on TV. Thank you, Lindell TV. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.